Japanese politician Antonio Inoki, famous as a former professional wrestler who once faced boxing legend Muhammad Ali, is back in the spotlight after a recent trip to North Korea, his 32nd so far. He made the personal trip to push for dialogue, hoping that Japan could play a role in reducing tensions between the United States and North Korea, which have been high over Pyongyang's multiple nuclear tests. In speaking about the recent quotes in the media on the war of words between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Inoki implied that the best way forward was for someone to back down.
Regardless of who was first to raise their fists, we can see the situation where the leaders of both countries continue to raise their fists even more. The situation is escalating. As one raises their fists, this encourages the other, and they are upping each other in this way. Therefore, I think it is important to look at who is able to be the first to lower the fists and lower this tension.
Inoki went on to say that he felt it was very important to understand the situation, position, and thinking on all sides. He believed that if this can be done and brought to a higher level, then some kind of progress can be made. At the same time, some feel that even though the meeting between Inoki and members of the North Korean government may not have been a diplomatic breakthrough, some important information was exchanged when Inoki met with Ri Soo-young, one of the DPRK's highest-ranking officials.
We could know what kind of intention he had. He said, North Korea needs to increase defense capability because Japan and South Korea have the nuclear umbrella of the United States. So that's the justification that he has, or the North Korea has. And we learned directly, from the visual report. So so as a journalist, this journalistic sort of interview, it was successful, but not as a dead member of the Japanese government.
There's a strong demand among the public for dialogue. For Inoki, though, his hope is if he can make an official visit by senior Japanese officials happen, then perhaps there may be a chance to tone things down.
Antonio Inoki's visit to North Korea may be controversial, but the fact that he was hosted by Pyongyang shows not only that North Korea is open to talks, but also that it wants others to listen. Albert Siegel, Press TV, Tokyo.